You're on Texas Standard Time.
First up, a promise from the head of the U.S. Justice Department yesterday, a clear warning to places like the Texas capital city, don't cooperate on immigration detainers and you'll lose federal money. Tomorrow, Austin's mayor goes to Washington for clarification, but today he's with us on the Texas Standard. Mayor Stephen Adler, welcome.
Absolutely. Thanks for inviting me on the show.
Department of Justice says it'll withhold funds from cities that don't comply with ICE requests. Where does that leave Austin?
Well, you know, I was looking at the wording from the Attorney General, and what he spoke mainly to was cities that were violating federal law. Specifically, he talked about, you know, a particular federal statute, 8 U.S.C. 1373. Neither the city of Austin nor Travis County violates federal law, and specifically, neither violates that federal statute.
Well, if Austin doesn't have an issue here, what are you hoping to accomplish by going to Washington to talk with Homeland Security about all this?
Well, part of it is to learn, you know, what the approach is. I mean, that's how we see that question. The federal government at this point really hasn't built out its standards for what would make a jurisdiction subject to fund forfeiture or denial. Part of it is to engage in the conversation about safety. You know, we all want to make sure that bad people are taken off the street and are punished and removed.
Mm-hmm.
Austin is one of the safest communities in the country, and we want to be able to preserve that. The hope is that we can recognize that one of the reasons why we're as safe as we are is because of the trust relationship that's developed between our local law enforcement and the community.
It sounds like you're trying to get a sense of what's actually going on in Washington right now, but are you convinced that you're getting the straight story? I mean, for example, city officials have been getting assurances that Austin's not being targeted for enforcement operations, immigration enforcement operations, but the Statesman reports that a few weeks earlier, immigration officials explicitly warned a local judge to expect enforcement to step up as a response to Austin's sanctuary stance. Is this retaliation?
I saw that conflict. Certainly it's curious and it's concerning. But we seem to be hearing conflicting messages coming from immigration and custom enforcement as they're speaking to different government officials. And obviously that's a concern. And part of the reason to go to Washington is to see if we can get a little bit more certainty with respect to this issue.
Mayor, Austin's getting it sort of from both sides. You got the federal government that you're working with, but you've also got the state government, and you have the governor, Abbott, saying that Texas joins the Trump administration, and we all know about the legislation which he's put on the fast track to ban so-called sanctuary cities. Is this discussion with the feds perhaps going to be moot if Texas lawmakers take such action?
I don't think it'll be moot. I mean, the act, the statute that is working its way right now in the Texas legislature would be a statute that would mandate as a matter of law that cities or counties comply in a mandatory way with a program that is voluntary right now. And certainly it would be my expectation that the Travis County and its sheriff would follow the law if new laws were passed. But at this time, I think it's real important to note that absent that law, there is no violation of state law.
You mentioned that you believe that Austin is in compliance with federal law right now. If Jeff Sessions and the Justice Department disagree and they decide to withhold federal funding, is there a long-term plan for doing without? Is there a plan B? Are you concerned about the loss of that funding?
Obviously, the question of what to hinder federal enforcement is a standard that has yet to be defined, and that's one of the reasons to go to Washington and one of the questions to ask. But yes, I think that any governmental entity needs to be concerned about the loss of any funding because it funds programs that also help make communities safer. And ultimately, if there is a denial of funds, at that point in time, there'll be some basis that is stated. And ultimately, I would imagine that cities around the country will potentially raise legal issues and challenges. But of course, that depends on what it is that's actually being denied and for what reasons. And since that hasn't happened yet, you don't know exactly what the issues or arguments are going to be.
Austin Mayor Steve Adler is meeting with Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly tomorrow, along with a cohort of mayors from across the country. Mr. Adler, thanks again for speaking with The Standard.
Thanks for having me on.